When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Abby, before we even get into your question, I just want you to chew on this cliche, okay? This old saying about men. Men are hunters. Let them hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Men are hunters. Let them hunt. So if you're asking how many times do I give this guy a shot, I believe it's once, maybe twice.
Well, if the saying is true, and it's something that people have believed for a long time, for decades in the past, consider me a little bunny rabbit in the middle of the woods going, I'm here! Come get me!
But I feel like you're
that's
running...
a sexy call.
Yeah. I feel like you're running right up to the hunter and go, and you're saying, kill me. And for a hunter, that's not fun. He wants to run around. And he wants to try to shoot you like it's a challenge, but you're running right up, right to the feet and going, hi, I'm here, kill me.
Well, I'm saying I'm here, kill me, but then I'll scamper off to make it look like it's hard, but really it's actually very easy. I'm sort of like looking behind me like, hi.
Can we come up with another analogy?
Yeah, Caleb is kind of wild.
Yeah, we are talking about women.
I'm like, I watch a lot of true crime. Maybe it's just us because we're true crime buddies.
Probably.
But I'm like, there's got to be a better analogy.
Well, it's just so rough out here that I don't want to like count myself out if I'm overthinking things too much. So I matched with a guy on a dating app a week or two ago, and he's canceled on me so many times that I'm like, I think you're interested from the way we're having conversations, but I can't tell if you've just all of a sudden wanted to ghost me. And I'm a little upset because this happens to me every time I give a short king a chance, and they're really not representing themselves
well.
Dang
it.
I'm like,
now I'm disappointed.
Right? I'm like, cancel on me once, shame on you. Cancel on me five times, shame on me. So I matched with this guy last week, and you know, my weakness is a man in a tux, and his profile picture is him in a wedding and a tux. I'm like, this man looks really good. And then I saw that he was 5'9". I'm like, damn it, that means he's probably 5'7".
Maybe he was just the cake topper.
He was just the cake topper at the wedding. And I was like, you know what? I'll give this guy a chance because I think he's cute. His profile shows that we do have things in common. I need to work on being less shallow. So let this be an exercise for me to actually give people a shot. I'm in my give people a shot era because I want guys to give me a shot. So why not? So we start talking and things are going really, really well. I like a specific type of messaging when it comes to dating apps. Like, I want to have about 4 or 5 messages back and forth, and then you got to ask me out. And that's exactly what this guy did. So I was kind of like, all right, I feel like this guy is like a normal person. He gets how the game goes. He knows that you don't want to talk too long on an app. We're just going to get out into the real world. So our conversation's going well. He asked me out. He's like, we should grab drinks sometime. I'm like, oh, this is going so well. This is perfect. This is exactly how I want to be asked out. And I said, perfect. I'm down. So he said, how about this Thursday? I'm like, perfect. Thursdays are the days that I don't really do much. I'm down to grab a drink on Thursday.
Did you tell him that?
What?
Thursday is the day that I'm totally ill. I don't have anything else going on in my life, so I'll consider going out.
No, he offered up Thursday, and I shut up because, again, I'm a bunny that's like, I'm here, kill me, but then I'm scampering off to make it look harder. So I said, sure. By the way, I work early morning, so as long as it's before 8, I'm good. And he goes, oh, would a 7 p.m. start time be too late? I have a 6 p.m. client. And I was like, yeah, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not coming into work hungover and tired for you in case it goes horrible. So then I said, yeah, but I could do Friday or Saturday. So he's like, okay, let's not do Thursday. Let's do Sunday. So we make somewhat plans. He says we can do Sunday. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let me know when. So I don't hear from him for a day. Mm-hmm. I don't hear from him for 2 days. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it's the weekend. And he says, Abby, I'm going to have to get a rain check for this Sunday. My dad's out of the country, and it looks like my mom could use some help with stuff at home, but let's do this soon. And I'm going, I don't think we're ever going to do this. Because I feel like if he wanted to, he would have said, hey, can we do next weekend?
Or he would have given you.
Yeah,
he would already have 100%. Had another date in mind that you wanted to set it up rather than just leave it in limbo.
But then in the back of my mind, I feel like I'm one of the people that will call into this show where I just want to shake him and just be like, have an adult conversation. So I'm like, is it too desperate for me to be like, hey, or do I just let this man hunt?
So he hit you back with can't do Sunday, gotta help mom, which is a very sweet reason, right?
It's sweet, but it also feels like BS. But
yep. So he may be painting it. Yeah, he's like, all right, well, I gotta cancel this date, but I want to give her a good reason so she still thinks like, you know, I'm a good guy, whatever. But so, and he hasn't reached out since,
and I haven't heard from him since.
Oh girl, don't reach out to him.
Bye. He should have left you with a date. Of any guy in that situation that's genuinely interested would have said, you know, how about next weekend, how about this day, to just be like, let's do it soon. That's you're leaving it open for the possibility, but he's not that interested.
And if a dude is really interested in you, like taking an hour and a half out of his morning before he goes over to his mom's house, that is not going to be a big deal.
I know. So now I'm sitting here, I'm like, how did I manage to screw it up before the date even started? Another notch in my belt just to show you how awful it is out here. I screwed it up and I didn't even go out with this guy.
Get it. The Bert Show.